This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Devastation is a word that comes to mind with just how this series has turned. Game three, you go from being up 3-0 in the first period, Michael, to being down 3-0 in the series. Gotta win tonight. All comes down to tonight. Can it be done? Nathan MacKinnon, Valeri Nichushkin, Cale Makar, guys are banged up. Do you still believe? Is there a chance? Not the history would not side with the Avs pulling this off. We'll talk about it. A lot to get to today. The whole show starts right now. Lose 5-3 on Sunday after being up 3-0 in the first. It looked like maybe this was the Colorado Avalanche team we've been waiting for to start that game. We talked about being able to get off to a hot start or at least just score early, and they did. They put up three, Michael. And the second period was the complete opposite. And yeah, there was some shoddy stuff going on in that game, but not enough. I mean, not enough to say to justify completely crumbling in that second period. I mean, to tie it up, was it Keegan Kolesar gets that third goal? It looked maybe it was an incidental trip on Logan O'Connor, Michael. I don't know if you caught that one. And then he ends up with the puck. Empty, wide open net. A little too close to the goalie, maybe, and Kolesar puts it in. Logan O'Connor's pushing him up behind, and you got a tie game at that point. The Avs just did not seem capable of weathering the storm. Gabriel Landeskog, I think, actually mentioned that goal to tie it up and just how it completely took the wind out of their sails.
I mean, the second period, they start out, they score one on the power play right away, and got a little sloppy going back for our pucks in D-zone. Awesome stick battles in the D-zone. Kind of allowed them some secondary chances. Obviously, they get it to 3-2, and then, and they tie it up on a play that should have been blown down for a trip, I think. But I also haven't seen a replay, so it doesn't matter. But nonetheless, 3-3 hockey game. We feel good about where we're at. Good spot on the road and a tough building, and I think we'd keep rolling it, but individual effort they score on, and then you throw everything we had at them and bounce our way tonight.
I think it was too close to call on whether it was a trip or not, Mike. I know that's kind of what I think. That's where a lot of people was. It wasn't Logan O'Connor, Mike. It was Josh. Was it Josh Manson? Was it Josh Manson that got maybe kind of tripped? And they've all talked about it, you know, they've discussed it, and they're all making it, you know, seem like that was, and I'm not like throwing shade at him. It was kind of an iffy call, but you can't be up 3-0. Yeah, it was Josh Manson. My bad. I said Logan O'Connor, Josh Manson. And then of course he hits Keegan after the goal, and Keegan doesn't know whether he should fight or celebrate. After tying the game, this is a collapse of epic proportions. And if the Avalanche can't do it tonight, then you're seriously having the conversation now about Jared Bednar as the head coach going forward. You can't be, I mean, they were overwhelming. They were the overwhelming best team in hockey this season. And I get it. The President's Trophy, whatever. Not very often do you win that and win the Stanley Cup. I understand that. But with this Avs team, it just felt different.
Yeah, it's been since 2013.
And only like one.
When the Chicago Blackhawks did it.
And it was only like one of 10 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I mean, it's it shows the difference between the Stanley Cup playoffs and a lot of other playoffs where you can be the top seed and then lose in the first round.
Well, it's not the first round we're talking about. We're talking about like the Western Conference Finals against a team that they were supposed to be much better than. So, it sounds like you're already kind of creating that excuse in your brain that Jared Bednar is safe. That, hey, this is the NHL playoffs. Doesn't matter if you're a one seed. Are you already kind of in that mode, or are you bringing out the pitchfork ready to run Jared Bednar out of town?
The jury is out on that. They're having discussions right now. I think the team really is behind on him, but if they fired him, I would understand why, and if they didn't, I would also understand why. But you can't just...
All right, so let's go. Let's not be in the middle of the road here. They lose tonight. They get swept. Are you keeping Jared Bednar on as your head coach?
Yes.
You're giving him the whole... And this is... I get it. I know hockey guy. I'm hockey guy, by the way. Hashtag hockey guy. Oh, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are different than anything else. You can be an 8 seed and win it all. You can be a 1. Great. So we just use that as an excuse every year. You lose to the Stars. Val goes out and gets a little crazy in Seattle. Gabriel Landeskog's hurt. We're just going to keep using excuse after excuse after excuse of, oh, these are the NHL playoffs. This isn't like the NBA playoffs or the NFL playoffs. So NHL coaches just get free passes? Dallas didn't believe so. They moved on from their coach last year. I get the excuses, but when does that run out? Is Jared Bednar get a free pass because it's the NHL and anybody can lose on any given Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Is that really where we're going to go here?
I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm just saying that just happens all the time. But I'd say if they don't fire him, I think a lot of the reason is because he gets them to the playoffs every year, and Joe Sakic put together the team, but like he's
McFarlane.
Getting the best out of the players that he has. And
is he really getting the best out of the players that he has? If these are the best players in the NHL, two of the best players in the NHL and several other guys that can make a case for top 10, are you really getting the best out of your guys?
I mean, he's got to go from mumbly inspiration guy to just yelling at people. He's got to yell at people. You deserve to get yelled at after
when we have
last Sunday's game.
This conversation about messaging, it's always about the coach. You know, the message is stale. Why is it the message was fine until this series? Is that, and I listen, I'm kind of in the, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Would I fire Jared Bednar if they lose tonight? I mean, that's an epic collapse. They lost what? Did they just lose one playoff game before that, Mike? They lost one to the Wild and bounced back in such a way. So I can't sit here and say that the messaging is just so bad because this team has answered the bell every single time this year, and including against the Minnesota Wild when they got stomped was that game 3, and then the Avs fired back and it was series over. But to go up 3-0 at the end of one period and to end up losing 5-3, it did seem like they were just out of sorts, out of position. This hockey guy talking here. It just seemed like more often than not, the Avalanche were not where they needed to be. And Las Vegas, too many times, seemed like their passes were just crisp, and guys finding space, finding openings. And that was not the case for the Avs. I think they've been out goalie too, and much has been talked about with Scott Wedgwood and how cool of a story that is and how Bednar presses the right buttons. But Carter Hart has been better. Now, good goalie covers up for bad defense, good defense covers up for bad goalies. Unfortunately, in this series at least, you're not getting any kind of that combination. It's not all on Wedgwood. It's certainly a thing, though. Certainly something you have to look at. And it's just one of those things where everything that could go wrong is going wrong. I mean, Wedgwood, one of the best stories this year in the NHL. But Carter Hart, I would say, has outplayed him through the first three games of the series. Hart's goals saved above expected has been better in all three games. For the series, Hart is +3, while Wedgwood is -1.6. And when you look at the rest of the goalies that are remaining, the rest of the teams that are remaining, Montreal is 11.3, Carolina at 8.7, Vegas at 7.2, and Colorado at 0.1 when you're just looking overall at goalies throughout these playoffs. So as cool of a story as it's been with Wedgwood, he hasn't been great. He's been fine. He had some great moments, but overall been fine. Some of that gets covered up. And there's a lot of things. There's the injury. Cale Makar didn't start this series. Now you've got Nathan MacKinnon and Valeri Nichushkin potentially out for tonight. There are excuses. I mean, Cale's playing through injury. He doesn't look right. In the first period, you're like, wow, everything. But those injuries, man, they, playing an entire hockey game like that, that's tough. Some of the other guys that were expected to step up, like Sam Malinsky, they desperately needed him to answer the phone when Makar goes out. He didn't. Or Turi Lehkonen. How many times have we said his name other than how I just said it right now? No points and just 5 shots on goal in this entire series. So, to be fair to Bednar, these great players aren't really showing us how great they are in the most critical of moments here. But as Derb said this morning on Good Morning Yoko, you can't fire the players. I mean, you can, but you're not going to. Somebody has to be a scapegoat, or do you really say, hey, we're gonna run it back with Bednar and expect different results? And I don't know if you can if you get swept tonight. Now, if you win 2 games and make this a respectable series, then I think the conversation probably needs to change because clearly the messaging wasn't stale. They responded. But how much does messaging really help when you're talking about the great players in hockey? Does Nathan MacKinnon really need an attaboy, and does he really need a motivational speech? We know he doesn't need a stuffed animal. Aaron says, I need to see at least 2 fights tonight and at least someone from Vegas bleeding. Haven't really seen that either. I mean, it just doesn't seem like, you know, Josh Manson, after the Keegan Kolesar goal, goes up and slams him up against the boards. I thought that was a little dirty, but maybe they need a little bit more of that. So we're not getting it. Eastside Chris, Bednar should be fired. He let down the team, and they played horribly, went up 3-0. I guess it's a mentality thing. How do you instill that killer instinct mentality when you're up 3-0, which they say is a very dangerous lead in hockey? Because there's not a lot of pulling the foot off the gas, so to speak, in terms of how fast you're skating and how hard you're going. Because if you slow up, you pull up, you're going to get hurt. But attention to detail. And I think we discussed that this morning. Attention to detail really wasn't there in the second period. So a lot of questions. Find a way to win tonight. Then at least we've got another day. But you've had only 4 teams have come back from being down 0-3. 2 in the past 50 years. So, it doesn't look good, but the Avalanche should be, on paper, they're the better team. But they've had a lot of things not go their way, and when we say a team that was picked by most to win in 6, win in 5 even, and you're down 3-0, it's going to be a miracle just to get to a Game 7. Questions have to be asked. And you know, Bednar's been there for what, over 10 years? The same ownership that runs the Nuggets and had no problem with blowing out a coach that won a championship 2 years ago might have no problem blowing out a coach that won a championship 3 or 4 years ago. Yes, Michael.
Well, I don't know if that's the best comparison. I mean, the players like Bednar. He's a popular guy. I would not have a problem with them firing him if they lose tonight. It's just like what was going on with the Nuggets was way different than what's going on now. What's going on now is you're just not playing well. What was going on with the Nuggets in that situation was the head coach and the GM were not getting along, and Nuggets ownership
said,
"Screw
this." The point was that they're not going to be worried about firing a guy that recently won a championship. That's the point. Yeah, two different things, but people liked Malone too, Mike. Not a lot of people. Jamal Murray did not want that to happen. Joker, indifferent, probably. If you think this can help us get over the edge, fine, that's great. Don't care. Either way. But there were a couple of guys like Jalen Pickett, guys that weren't really playing, that maybe we heard had a little bit of an issue with Malone, but not necessarily. And you heard it after the fact. If you move on from Bednar today or after tonight, do you hear stuff after the fact from Avalanche players that, yeah, because, I mean, Bednar's called him out before. He's called out the first line. He's talked about how the fourth line was much better, and if we're not going to win a cup if our fourth line is the best line in any given game. Nathan MacKinnon obviously fired up after that and played his butt off, and the Avs didn't stay down for long. This was in the middle of the season. But can you, I mean, this is what's so hard about what the Avs are doing right now. The Nuggets? Mike, I can give you 15 things right off the top of my head that would lead me to believe, yeah, that's why you didn't win a championship. Without getting into the details, just player personnel, coaching decisions, whatever. The Avalanche did everything right this year. Everything right. And in the playoffs, they carried it right over. They had one tiny hint of adversity against the Wild in Game 3 and quickly erased that. That's why this would be so disappointing, because they were the clear favorite. I get it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, but I don't want to hear it today. Somebody's got to win it. Somebody's got to win the cup. And it sure felt like it was going to be the Avalanche. And not a lot of people were arguing against that. This has been a disappointing year for all three of the main teams we follow here, with the Broncos, Nuggets, and the Avalanche. But the ones with the real expectations, it was Colorado for sure. The Broncos, still not convinced they win the AFC Championship game with Bo Nix. Does Bo Nix make the snow and wind not happen? Suddenly they can throw the ball up and down the field?
He makes that fumble not happen.
If he didn't fumble it, maybe he's an interception on the exact same drive. Because people are acting like Bo has never thrown an interception or never made a bad play before during that AFC Championship, or during the, they're basically saying that Stidham's numbers were just so atrocious compared to Bo's. I saw plenty of games throughout the year where Bo's numbers looked a lot like Jared Stidham's. But we were just ready to crown the Broncos because whatever. The Nuggets? It was disappointing they lost to Minnesota with most of their guys out, most of their starters out in that final game. But my expectations were not necessarily, they would have had to get through the Spurs or the Thunder. And the Spurs and the Thunder are having a freaking knockdown, drag-out series right now. I don't know if the Nuggets could have held up. Plus, they did have realistic injuries. Same as the Avalanche, too. And will that be given to Jared Bednar? Will that be given to him as far as an excuse?
The general public are going to give it to him. The general public are going to say, well, I mean, you have the best player in all of hockey who's hurt, and, oh yeah, the second best player in all of hockey who's hurt. Like, that's the general public explaining it away. And I could explain that away, too. It's just like, it's hard to say, he's had to change up the lines way too much. Like, there have been times where they're just not playing well, and he's like, okay, middle of the game, I'm going to put you here, and you here.
So why can guys play so well all season and in the first two series, and then suddenly Bednar's scrambling because he just can't get guys to gel together. What is that? Is that on the players? If it's on the players and you feel confident about that being on the players, then you don't make a move with Bednar. And you're saying general public. I don't know, man. I think general public's probably torn. Maybe even the other way, where they would be ready to move on from Bednar. Because aside from the championship, you got George Karl back there. Now, I know George couldn't get past the first round. And this is better than that because we've seen Bednar's struggles have always been the second round. But this is what, his second time getting past the second round? If it were up to me, lose tonight, I'm not firing him. I would not make that. I'm just making all the cases as to why to fire him, Mike, but I actually would not fire Jared Bednar if they get swept because they're a Final Four team. It's hard for me. I don't really like firing coaches that lose in the Super Bowl. I don't really like firing coaches that lose in their championships and their conference finals. I don't like it personally because I feel like you're right there. You just need a few things to go your way, and you got to have your players play like they're supposed to play. Is that really on a coach that got you this far? So I have a problem with it. If he got bounced in the second round, then I'm having a different conversation. But, man, you make it here, you're close. But the expectations were not to be close, though. And that's why it's a tough conversation.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. The only time, like, when the Broncos kept going to the playoffs and kept getting bounced, sometimes in embarrassing fashion, the reason why the Broncos fired their coach was the coach didn't have the right attitude for it. His attitude was like, well, I got us all the way here. Your coach shouldn't be doing that. Your coach should be, I didn't get us far enough. And that's why Elway fired him and hired Kubiak.
It was, we weren't going out kicking and screaming with John Fox, you know, and
Fox, right now they're not going out kicking and screaming either.
That's true. And with John Fox, like every year he was the head coach, Mike, weren't they in the playoffs?
They were. And he brought
Tebow,
he got the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl appearance.
And he got Tebow in. John Fox, a lot of credit. They changed things on the fly. They go from Kyle Orton to Tim Tebow. That is not an easy thing to do. Not that Orton was great, but he was a pocket passer. Tebow, the complete opposite of that. And Fox did some great things there. But then you get Peyton Manning, and the expectations shift. You go, well, we got to be... looks like the neck isn't going to be an issue. Peyton Manning's having his best season in that first year with Denver. But we came up short. Crazy game against Baltimore. We all know how that went down. Then they got knocked out by the Colts in a very uninspiring effort. So how serious do you look at this and say, Bednar, you were great for what we needed you to be, and you got a cup out of it. But you have Nathan McKinnon on your team. You have a hobbled but still Kale McCarr on your team. But that might be the reason for it. Like, Kale McCarr was not in the first two games of the series, Mike.
Who do you hire?
That's
like, if you fire him, who's out
who,
there? You've got the coach of DU.
I keep hearing
he wants to go to the NHL when his job's pretty much guaranteed?
Do we even know that he makes that transition? I don't know college, I could tell you, basketball and football, different games, all that stuff. You tell me, how hard is it to go from college to the pros? I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, there were a lot of people ready to blow Malone, happy with the Malone decision and acted like we kind of got it. And you got David Adelman out of the deal. He's on the hot seat after year one. So if you fire Bednar and you hire a different coach, like, you have to win the Stanley Cup then.
Yeah,
you have to do better.
It's the same thing as what you say with Jokic. The window with Jokic closes pretty quickly. You have to get the right coach in. With McKinnon and hockey players can last longer, but not McKinnon's speed. He's not going to be that fast in 4 years.
I just don't. if you want to fire him, come up with a real replacement. And who knows? As we're talking about it here today, Mike, the Avs could go win tonight, bring the series back to Colorado, maybe win there, and suddenly we're talking about a completely different thing. But it's about tonight, Mike. You gotta at least get this one, bring the series back to Colorado.
Yeah, you can't go out like a punk. You can't just punk out like this. You were ahead in two of the games, and they came back and won those two games. Those should have been victories. It should be 2-1 Avalanche. But instead, they played terribly. They lost the games. And now it's a very somber, depressing, horrible 0-3. This isn't like an 0-3 where it's like, well, we were close the entire time. Like, they blew the lead.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was 3-0 at one point. Yeah, sure, you ended the game close 4-3/5-3. That's inexcusable.
That's true.
And you gotta blame a lot of that on the players.
Yeah, but you're not gonna. I mean, this is Chris McFarland. He handpicked these guys, did all these crazy trades, and said we're pushing it all in to the middle of the table, and we're going for it right now. We're moving on from guys. We're bringing guys back. You know, I don't know. Aaron says, who's in net for the Avalanche tonight, Wedgwood or Blackwood? I would go Blackwood.
I would too.
Yeah.
You got to change something up. You've got to change. I'd change all the lines up. I would change the Blackwood. I'd just say, and
yeah.
By the way, you're probably not going to have a lot out of Nathan MacKinnon if he does play. I haven't seen an injury report, but
he
did not look good.
He'll play because he played the last game, and I don't think we had any reports to indicate that he came off worse from it. So he'll play.
But he's not going to play. He's not going to be that speedster
bringing
the puck in the zone.
Yeah. Is Nathan MacKinnon going to play? Is Valeri Nichushkin going to play? You're talking about changing the lines up. They might not have any choice. If those guys can't go, this is over. This is over tonight. It's over.
Well, I mean, scientifically, it is possible that the Avalanche could win without those two players. I'm just looking at science.
Most
and
people
possibilities
wouldn't even be confident that the Avs win
positively.
Most people wouldn't even be confident the Avs wins tonight. Avs win tonight with MacKinnon. That's where we are right now. That's what a week in the playoffs does to everybody. And this isn't just an NHL thing. Every playoff series creates a completely different narrative. One series, wow, Bednar pressing all the right buttons, great coach. Next series, they survived. They had a little bit of adversity, but bam, fired right back. What a job by Bednar, mixing and matching with his goalies. To this series, maybe we don't have the right guy in charge. That's what the playoffs do. In some cases, it's like there's more talk about you getting fired if you hadn't made the playoffs. Not in this case for the Avalanche. 33 minutes after the hour, Michael, we got to take a quick break here. I do have Avs trivia coming up. We got the $50 for Mr. Money. We're registering someone for that today, plus a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. So bring your Avs knowledge. We'll get to that a little bit later on. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Big Big City Roadhouse. This might be your last chance of the year to go out, hang with the fellas, the crew, the gang, the ladies, and watch the Colorado Avalanche win tonight. Or the other thing. Big City Roadhouse, man, they have it all. We were out there on Friday, had a client meeting there. It turned into just a great time. And, man, I got the Big City Burger. I know, I keep wanting to branch out and try different things. But, man, when you know what you like, you know. And I got the tater tots. And we had that, like, what was that? It was like some kind of corn dip thing. It was delicious. They just have, every item is great. And the atmosphere is wonderful. You got to stop by. And maybe stop by tonight and watch the Avs. If you've been watching the Avs at home, time to change the scenery up. Because maybe that's what it's going to take, is everybody gathering at Big City Roadhouse to get the dub. They're the old Cables location. They've taken over, and man, it is great. Every time I bring someone in that hasn't been there before, they're raving about it. They absolutely love it. So Big City Roadhouse, Big City Flavor Roadhouse Comfort. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Boy, this is feels like a cursed year, doesn't it, Mike? With the expectations surrounding, I think the Broncos' expectations changed throughout the year. I think they changed when they beat the Bills, and it felt like that might be the team of destiny. That could be a team that wins the Super Bowl.
And then it didn't happen Bo's ankle broke.
The Nuggets, you felt like, okay, they're going through here. They won a lot of their last 20 games. They won a ton of those games to get into a third seed. Maybe this is going to be the team that can figure it out. Aiden Watson, is he ever going to come back? Oh, now Aaron Gordon is hurt. And those were pretty significant injuries, especially the AG one.
Oh, yeah, and now Jokic is hurt.
Well, that was in the middle of the season.
I remember watching a Broncos game, and one of the color guys, it might have been the play-by-play guy, was commenting on how it was good to be a sports fan in Denver. The Avalanche were nearly undefeated. The Nuggets were so good. The Broncos were so good. And now it's depression city if the Avs lose.
It is tough. And you're going to look at the Avs series, and I don't think you're making excuses, but yes, it started with Cale Makar being out for the first two games. Mike, I know you came on this show before game one and said, oh, no, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. I said, he's one of the best players in hockey for a reason. You don't just replace a guy like that.
I thought they were deeper than they
were. They're deeper, but if you can just replace a guy like that, then why do you pay him that kind of money? Why is he considered one of the top three, top five players in hockey? Clearly, that's gonna mess with things. This just feels like a cursed year. Expectations were all... I don't think the Nuggets were expected to win a title, really. But at least to get past the first round. 40 minutes after the hour, Michael. Avalanche trivia coming up next. We'll get just NHL playoff trivia for your chance to win $50 worth of Mr. Money Greeley cash. We give you the cash. It's not like real cash, but it's good for, it might as well be at Mr. Money Greeley. Also, a $25 gift certificate for Big City Roadhouse. 40 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
And now the Rockies are back to being the worst team in all of baseball, Michael. So we've got that going for us. They were up 3-1, I think, going into the seventh, but lost to the Dodgers 5-3. I did not feel safe with that lead at all.
I mean, yeah, I saw it was at 2-1, and I was like, oh, hey, this is cool. Sixth inning, I'm feeling good about it. But immediately, bottom of the seventh, their pitching just collapsed.
Yeah. The Rockies were up 2-1. They scored at the top of the seventh to go up 3-1, and the Dodgers scored 4 at the bottom of the seventh. No shocker. I mean, that's what the Dodgers do.
At what point do you start getting gum stuck in your beard, because it's starting to get long?
It's getting there, man. It's getting there. I think two more weeks, and I'm going to be really begging for this thing to get over with.
Two more weeks, you'll be like me after a few weeks of like, I don't want to get up early.
Yeah, but mine, yours is like, you choose to do that for whatever reason. You choose
to do that.
Well, yeah, for fun, to try to engage, to try to inject some life into the Rockies. And I do it for the sake of this radio station and the sake of the Rockies and the sake of their fans. You just get too lazy to stand in front of a mirror for 15 minutes.
I hate mornings.
Can you not be today? Can you not be?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but like I was so upset after the Avalanche lost. I sat there in front of Spotify listening to that, as you say, goth vampire music, but this was actually goth metal.
Goth.
I have a playlist that's just
vampire
goth
funeral
metal, and
music.
That made me feel better.
Vampire funeral music is what I believe I say. Like, that's what I envision.
You throw goth in there.
Either way, it's
goth
all crap.
Vampire funeral music.
It's all pretty terrible. Oh, yeah, I'm bummed too, Mike, but, you know, the pain right now... It's like the Broncos thing. Listen, and I'm not one of those guys that's like, Bo Nix, if he's in, different story. Still hurt. Nuggets. Started to wonder how realistic it would be, especially when AG, when I'm like, dude, even when he's playing, he doesn't look good. All right, still hurt. And this Avs team, this really hurts. The expectations were easy. Dude, Michael, you were already like talking about Carolina. You were already moving past the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
I mean, I wasn't moving past them. I was saying who's going to come out of the East.
You were moving past them.
I was saying who was going to come out of the East. I knew it was going to be difficult with the Golden, you know
Knights.
What I call them.
Knights.
Because they just seem to play well against the Avs.
Well,
I don't like them. I don't like that city.
You seem like you would like Las Vegas. No, too many people.
No. Too many people, too hot, too loud, too bright.
Okay. All right.
It's just
right.
Not my
dude,
thing.
We're down enough. The Hooligans probably don't want to hear you. I'm tired. Everything sucks. Las Vegas, too day, too night, too hot. Nobody wants to hear negative Nelly on the show today. Nobody wants to hear
tired?
That. You say it all the time.
But I didn't say it today.
You sound it. I want you to say something with a smile on your face. Go on.
Go Broncos.
Stop. Oh, yeah. You forget? Your Broncos lost, and their quarterback has questions about his ankles going forward. There. I just rained on your parade a little bit. Okay?
Well, you know what? The Nuggets aren't going to make it to the playoffs next year.
Well, they'll make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they probably will.
Broncos or Nuggets have a way better chance to make the playoffs than the Broncos do, by the way.
False.
100%. Bednar can inspire his players and could be fired. Apparently, your beard growth has no effect on the Rockies players. Yeah, they don't seem to care. 11:50 the time. Avalanche trivia. Hockey trivia, more or less. That's a hint for you. Also, going to test whether or not you were paying attention to start the show. Let's do that coming up next. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFK.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310KFK.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
All right, Michael, we got a little hockey trivia or Avalanche trivia or whatever kind of trivia. We're still going to have to keep this going. We're hoping the Avs aren't going to get swept tonight. Here's my trivia question. Winner of this, you're going to have a 1-in-4 chance to win the prize because we didn't have a show yesterday. 1-in-4 chance to win the prize. $50 in Mr. Money Greeley cash, the best pawn shop around. They got everything, gold and silver, jewelry, instruments, sports memorabilia, video games, And we're throwing in a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. So you go down to the pawn shop, you use your $50, find something awesome, go celebrate over at Big City Roadhouse. Here's the question, and I said it earlier. Obviously, we know the Avs are down 3-0. Not a lot of company as far as coming back from that. How many teams in NHL history have erased a 3-0 series deficit to win a series? How many teams? I don't even need the name of the teams, Mike. I just need how many teams have done it in NHL history. Never happened in the NBA, but it's happened this many times in the NHL. 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Be the first caller to get it right. Just give me the number. I don't even need the teams. I'm making it easy today.
Here's a hint. Not a lot.
Not a lot. Yep, not a lot. That's a hint. And we also said it earlier. All right, coming up next, Mike, we've got the top stories of the day. Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies, is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour today. So we'll talk about the Rocks losing to the Dodgers and what's next for Colorado. When? Give me a date. Where are we? When am I shaving the face? When am I cutting the beard? I need 10 wins, Rocks. We need 10 more to complete the hashtag Dirty30. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.